السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الحمد لله, we're in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the best days of the year. The days where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that there are no days in the year where deeds are more beloved to Allah than in these 10 days. So, inshallah, we were all taking advantage of these days. But even if we haven't been doing anything extra, we haven't been doing extra good deeds, or we haven't been doing as much as we wanted, we should remember that al-a'malu bil khawatim, that deeds are by their endings. The most important part of a deed is how we finish it off. The most important part, just like you think of Ramadan, you want to finish off strong. In the same way, in these 10 days, you want to finish off strong. So whether we've been doing extra good deeds or not, whether we've been doing as much as we wanted in the previous days, in these last couple days, let's try our best to do as much as we can. Especially since the best day of these 10 days is still coming up. The best day of the year is coming up, which is the day of Arafah. So let's try to take advantage of whatever time we have left. Specifically on the day of Arafah, we've been taught that the fasting on the day of Arafah is an expiation for the sins of the previous year and the sins of the coming year. That your sins, the sins from the previous year will be forgiven and the sins from the coming year will be forgiven just for fasting this one day. So let's try our best to fast on this day. And besides that, a couple things we can do. One is seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are times of mercy and forgiveness. So seek forgiveness for your sins and try to break any bad habits, any sins that we're struggling with. Try working on those in these last couple days of the 10 days. Whether that's lying, cheating, backbiting, whether that's something else, we all know what our own struggles are. Try repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is always ready to accept our repentance. And besides that, so one, seeking forgiveness from Allah, and the other thing we can do is remembering Allah, doing the dhikr of Allah. Specifically in these 10 days, we've been given the takbirat, which is what many of us are familiar with. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And so we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way throughout the day, whenever we have time, whether we have a free moment, we're running errands, we're just walking around, whatever we're doing, we repeat this over and over again. Some Sahaba used to actually go to the marketplace and walk around and recite this out loud, and everyone used to join in with them. So make this something that we do individually or collectively, and repeat this specifically starting from the 9th, from tomorrow morning at Fajr after every prayer until the 13th. We should read this after every prayer. And if we don't remember the exact wording, at least try to learn the wording. And if we cannot do that, then at least remember that there's essentially three things we're remembering about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. Three ways we're mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing the dhikr of Allah. One, we're remembering His greatness. That we're saying Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anything and everything. And then we're saying La ilaha illallah. Remembering that there's no one worthy of worship except Allah. There's no God besides Allah. And Alhamdulillah, Walillahi alhamd. That we're praising Allah and thanking Him. Praising Him for how amazing He is and thanking Him for all the blessings He's given us. So let's try our best to do whatever we can in these last couple days especially on the day of Arafah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take advantage of whatever time is left of these 10 days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our deeds sincerely for His sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deeds and make this a means of earning His pleasure. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.